skip it or stream it. It's that time already.
I know.
It's Thursday. Here we go.
And this one's up for 2 Academy Awards. It's now streaming on Netflix. It's called Society of the Snow.
Some say it was a tragedy. Others call it a miracle. What really happened? What happens when the world abandons you? Mm. When you have no clothes and you're freezing? When you have no food and you're dying? The answer is in the mountain.
Ooh.
We have to go back to the past to understand that the past is what changes the most.
The way it starts off, it could be about so many traumatic situations around
Absolutely.
The world.
Absolutely.
What does he mean about go back to the past? What do you think he means by
that? I don't know. That's actually, that's one of those quotes that makes you think throughout the entire movie. In fact, there's a lot of philosophical questions that I found myself thinking about throughout the entire movie. Morality, survival.
But you know what I was trying to do when all that was going on in my head?
What's that?
Get to the core of what the main question was. It's like, okay, so what are we really talking about here? You're faced with death, right? So in the face of immediate death or death being upon you in a traumatic situation, what do you do? I think that was the underlying question of the entire movie.
And it was interesting because different people faced it different ways.
Right.
You know, and it was interesting to see all the different characters. It took a while to kind of figure out all the different characters. There's a lot of people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, it's about back in 1972, there was a plane carrying an amateur group of Uruguayan rugby players that were going to play a match, and it crashed in the Andes Mountain.
That's right.
In Chile. 45 people were on board. Only 16 ended up surviving.
It's just supposed to be a quick trip, too. Wasn't going to take any amount of time at all.
Just a couple of hours. Well, yeah. Actually, it's funny because there's a few things that the movie doesn't show. It actually stopped for the night somewhere.
Oh, it did?
It did.
Oh, that's interesting. Because there's a book out about this, too. So it's obviously based on an original
book.
Yeah,
Society of the Snow is based on the book of the same name. So I did get a few things that they chose not to do, but I think it's because they wanted to get into the action right away.
Well, yeah. And you know what?
The plane crash happens within the first like 13 to 15 minutes of the movie. And
sooner
it was
than that.
One of the most terrifying things I've ever watched.
Right.
They did it. I think the plane crash was, I've seen a lot of movies with plane crashes, one of the most terrifying ones I've ever seen. It seemed so realistic. And it was a little tough to watch.
Well, there was a book about it, but then there was also originally a movie that some of us remember because I've seen it 2 or 3 times actually.
From the early 90s,
yes. Back in 1993, that one was released. What I like about this one over that one was the personality development of the players. There was a lot of scenes before they even got on the plane that they didn't get to in that first movie. If I remember, I don't remember much before they got on the plane in the first movie.
Right,
exactly.
You know,
they were showing like where they came from, the kind of families they were from, their background, a little bit of their character and personality.
Well, a lot of them grew up together, too.
Of course,
yeah. In a small town, they knew each other very well.
Yeah, but it was the death questions and the basic survival. And there was one scene, too. I want to play this other clip here because it ties into if you're faced with imminent death or basic survival, whether it's food, water, family, it's going to be destroyed, your housing, whatever. It could be war. It could be something like this. Your view of everything changes, doesn't
right.
it? Like, gets down to what's most important.
And
the people
your
around
mindset,
you are,
too. Like, yeah. Some were like, we're going to die, and other ones were
your
like, I refuse to admit that we're going to die.
Everything.
There were a couple of them that kind of kept the whole group going.
I know.
You know?
Well, there was one guy who was really strong, like, with his faith and spirituality, and then this is what he was saying towards the end of the movie.
Don't lose your faith. I have more faith than I ever had in my whole life. Mm-hmm. What, are you an altar boy now? Don't
scene.
Laugh at me. But my faith... Sorry, Numa, isn't in your God, because that God tells me what I'm supposed to do at home, but he doesn't tell me what to do on the mountain. What's happening here is a completely different situation.
Just an example, the highest level of real life is always different than how you're taught until you get to see it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
That includes life and death stuff.
Now, a lot of people know, what they do know about the movie is that the man had to resort to...
Cannibalism. Yes.
To stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent a lot of time kind of talking about that. That was a pretty big focal part of the movie.
The morality around it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, when they were like basically on death's doorstep, said, I give you permission to use my body.
Right. Like, well, here's the question. If you were in that situation.
I would.
Would you?
Give them permission.
Give them permission.
To use my body?
Would you stay alive by eating someone else?
You can't say until you're in that situation.
I know, right?
So many people say, I would never do that. Well, it's that or starve to death. And when you're starving to death, you know, food is like your only focus.
To me, it comes down to how you view the soul. And if they're dead, the soul is gone. And in that situation, when you're in desperation, and if it was life or death, I have to say right now, I'd probably do it. If it meant staying alive, I'd probably do it.
Absolutely. I think a lot of them, well, most of them were Roman Catholics as well.
Right.
And yeah. I know that after, you know, we do know that they obviously got rescued. Mm-hmm. And what happened, what they don't show in the movie, and what I would have liked to have seen, but you can't have a, it would have been a 9-hour movie then.
It was like 2.5 the way it
was. Is what happens after they get rescued, how they dealt with survivor's guilt. Like, why did I live and other people died? You know, the fact that how they had to survive. And at first, actually, they were so ashamed of what they did, they didn't tell anybody that they ate the bodies.
It took a while for that to come out.
And then when it did come out, they actually got a lot of backlash from people.
Wow.
And it's like, and then, you know, people were accusing them of terrible things, even though they, you can't judge people if you're not in those shoes. They were there for over 2 months.
Yes,
they were there over like 70 days.
The way it was presented in the film, I think any one of us would have been on the verge. We would have had to make the decision, if nothing else. And it just goes to show you with anything that you see in the world, and the news applies to this
too. You can't judge until you're there.
You can't judge until you're there.
No.
You can't say, man. It's hard to put yourself in their shoes.
If you like movies like Into the Wild, this kind of reminds me of it. It's one of those survival style movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sadness in this movie, but
it's got some good lessons.
Absolutely.
I like it.
And there is a positive spin at the end. Of course, they of them actually, I can't believe how brave they were. Two of the survivors are like, we're gonna go get help. We feel healthy enough. We're gonna go do it. And they actually walked for, you know, between 10 and 11 days before they actually found someone. Now the crazy thing, they were told by the pilot the wrong information. They were told where they crashed was closer to a major city than it was, or like a city.
Yeah, yeah, right.
If they had gone a different route, which was talked about in the book but not in the movie, they would have got to find people within 3 days, not 11.
I know. The whole thing, you got to see.
There's so many things,
so many
you're like,
twists.
How did this happen?
Yeah. The main message, though, is all these moral questions that they're answering and asking themselves. And there was a scene at the end that was really touching. I'm playing the video while we're talking, but I'm going to let you listen to the tone of their voice when they do it. So check it out. 100% stream it. It's up for an Oscar for Best International
Film.
It's
up for two Oscars. And yes, 100% stream it. It's a great film. Not easy to watch, though.
That's right.
Be in the right frame of mind, but definitely worth a watch.
Society of the Snow, now streaming on Netflix.